Parashat Shemot, Sefer Shemot is a davar mod ma'anyen. Shemot, we're going to talk a lot about Shemot today. There's a psach from Moshe Feinstein about Shemot. There's a just a lot of interesting names. This is Parash, a lot of stuff about Shemot. So we're going to speak about that now, Bezrat Hashem. So we know that Shemot plays a central theme in Judaism. As a matter of fact, Klal Yisrael, when Nigalu Mitzrayim, because of what? Al Sheloshinu Es Shemoisam. They did not change their names. There's a big tumult in the poskim about whether or not a person is allowed to carry a goyish name. Limashal, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein in his Igros has the following question. They were parents and they did everything they could to try to hide from their children any vestige of spirituality of Judaism. And of course, they named their child something very goyish, like Christopher. And he's Jewish, but lo and behold, you know, you can't keep a Jewish neshama down. It just doesn't happen. And this guy with this yid, I mean, with this very goyish name, but he was chazar b'tshuvah, that he already finished his year in high school, or maybe it was his college. He had a diploma. And in order for him to be able to be matzliach in avodah, he needed to use his diploma. So he wants to walk around with the name Chaim. And instead, he's got to go around with the name Charles. Or something like that. So is he allowed to? Is it mutar? Is it not mutar? This is the shaila that was asked to Moshe Feinstein. There's a big, big hack about this in Minchas Osher and Rav Asher Weiss, with many places came different ways. A person allowed to use his Goyish name, they have to use a Jewish name. Can you call someone Joseph? You got to call him Yosef. You know, all these. It's a big, big hack. It's not a simple thing. But Rav Moshe says the following thing. This is Rav Moshe. What's the shaila? Of course you have to go by the Jewish name, but he says no. That was only Ad Matan Torah. Where Ad Matan Torah, Yiddish Yidden needed a Jewish identity. A Jewish identity you had to get through your Jewish name, through your Jewish clothing, through your Jewish language. Aval achrei matan Torah, Klal Yisrael's identity is that we're Shomrei Torah Mitzvos. We have an identity. We're the people of the book. You could say Shir. It used to be Shir, and not, you didn't say Shir in Yiddish. Yiddish is Yiddish Lashon. That's meant Yiddish. You could say Shir in English. Why? I Lashinu es Lashonam. Not a problem. Says Rav Moshe. Okay, this is different. Again, this it's very complex. And what if I'm not mistaken, Dain Weiss comes out, the Maskana, if someone has a Yiddish name, don't call him by his Goyish name. If you can avoid it, trying not to get out of your Jewish name, try to stick with your Jewish name because of all the different complexities. But I want to move on over here and show you something very interesting. So this week's parsha is about Shmois, about names. So we figured we'd be very, very accurate with the names. But no, very bizarre. The pasuk says, at the beginning of this week's parasha, I'm totally in the way. Here we are. And the pasuk says, I'm skipping first. To the beginning of Perek Beis, pasuk Aleph. Vayelech ish mi beis Levi, vayikach es bas Levi, vatar isha vateled bein. Who's the ish? Anyone knows? Mishu Yodea Amram. Look Katuf. Vayilach Ish. Why don't you tell me his name? Sparsha Shmois. Come on. You know, give me his name. No. Vayilach Ish mi beis Levi. Vayikach es bas Levi. Previously in the parasha, the pasuk says, where is it? Vayomer Melech Mitzrayim lamiyaldos ha'ivriyos, asher shem ho'achas Shifra v'shem ha'shenis Pua. Who are Shifra and Pua? Anyone know? Chevet and Miriam. So why didn't you call them by their real name? This is Parsha Shmais, Rabbi Isai. Something is just not working over here. And this is the kicker. This is the one I really want to speak about the most. later on in the parasha, still same parasha. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to a sneh. Vayar Malach Hashem Eilov Bilahavas Eish Mitoich Hasneh. V'hine Hasneh Boer Ba'Eish Hasneh Enenu Uchal. This is the burning bush. Okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vayomer Moshe El Elokim, speaks to Hashem. Hine Anochi Baal Bnei Yisrael. And I'm going to say to them, the God of your fathers has been sent to you. And they're going to ask me, what is God's name? You know what I would answer? God. But that's not what he answers. What should I say? Now I didn't pronounce the way it's supposed, the way that the word is Eke, but it's really, it's pronounced with a yud and a hey at the end. Eke asher eke, it's the Shem Hashem. We never, this is the only time that we find this name. It's like, this is a strange one. What's your name? Like this left field there. I got a bunch of names. I know of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is the Shem of Adoi, Shem of Elohim, Shem of Havaya, Shem. Whoa, woo, where'd this name come from? What is this? This is his name? Left field. Eke asher eke. That's Hashem's name. What's with the shameless over here? And it gets more confusing. Because at the end of the conversation, Moshe's ready to go. Hashem says, hold on a second. Now he's the Shem Havaya. He just changed his name. What's his name? What's your name? Eke. Okay, great. Hold on a second. Just tell them my name is Havaya. What is going on over here? Sure, no? So we're going to go one by one, Rabbi. See, I'm not going to answer. This is probably a theme that one could come up with shemois and the idea of a shame, but I'm going to go one by one. I'm going to go Derech Musa. I'm going to go Derech Abrisker Vault. And then we're going to say Derech Machshav. We're going to start with the Derech Musar or Moshe Feinstein. Or Moshe Feinstein, Drash Moshe. It is a stunning sefer, I would say. Stunningly beautiful sefer, or Moshe Feinstein. It's stunning with, it's so simple, and yet it's so insightful. Or Moshe Feinstein. He says, why doesn't anyone tell us the name of Amram and Yocheved? Vikach ish mi beis levi vekachas bas levi. Tell us who it is, Amram Yocheved. Says Moshe Feinstein, because the Pasuk tells us the name of parents in order to give praise to the parents. Ateres Zekeinim B'nei Bonim. Which is to show the glory of the parents. The Pasuk wanted to show us something. Giving birth to a child with the talents of Moshe Rabbeinu is not a Shevach. It's only later when Moshe Rabbeinu actually harnesses those talents and becomes a great person that we're willing to acknowledge that it's Amram and Yocheved. You know, people talk a lot about someone that he has a lot of potential. Potential is a dirty word. But what does potential mean? It means nothing. It doesn't mean anything. Unless a person actually does something about it. Moshe Rabbeinu at the moment is a child. There's nothing remarkable to mention Amram and Yocheved yet. Not yet. Only when Moshe Rabbeinu grows up and Moshe Rabbeinu sticks his neck out for the rest of Klal Yisrael and he's willing to be the person that's going to stand up to Paro, then later on the Pasuk, I think one, two parashas later, says, Amram Yocheved gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now it's a Shevach. No need to say the name. That's where Moshe Feinstein Drash Moshe. I want to share with you a brisker vod with a brisker maisa. We have over here a brisker with us. Listen, this is a brisker maisa. You don't know this maisa. Okay, because there's like another like whole division of brisk that kind of like faded, which is this Reb Chaim Brisker. He started brisk. His father was the Beis Halevi, but Reb Chaim started brisk. And then there was the Briskerov. Reb Moshe Soloveitchik was the older brother of the Briskerov. Reb Moshe Soloveitchik had a son named Reb Yosef Doiv Soloveitchik. He is known as Reb Soloveitchik from Yeshiva University from YU. He had a brother, Reb Aaron Soloveitchik. They have a whole like tradition of brisk, but But because it's not very mainstream, it's actually very far from mainstream, so the briskers don't really have that much from that. So they have the briskerov, and then a barrel, and now Rav Yeshua, and now there's Rav Yeshua's got also underlings that are now, they're in training. But okay, listen to this briskerov from the briskerov. Briskerov says, why are we calling them Shifra and Pua? Who's Shifra and Pua? The pasuk katuv Shifra and Pua. Who's Shifra and Pua Bemet? Who's it really? It's Yocheved and Miriam. Say their name. He says the Briskerov. The name Shifra and Pua, Rashi says, why they call that the Al Shem Maaseyem. It says that she was Meshaferes as Avlad. Shapoya Umedaberes Mahoygele Yeled. Or she is Meshaferes as Avlad. They did things. They beautified the baby. They cooed to the baby. It says the Briskerov. Someone can do something and it could become so much of who they are that it defines them and it becomes their name. That became her name. Her name became Shifra. The name became Pua. That's the Gevon, the Nomen. That was the name. That's who they were. So it wasn't just her name is Shifra and you know, like, what do you do for a living? You know what I mean? I'm an accountant. That doesn't define me. I'm an accountant. Granted, I'm an accountant. What I do doesn't define me. But by her, this was her very mahus, was that she was Meshaferes as Avlad. That was her name. So listen to this Maisa, Brisa. This is a beautiful Brisker Maisa. Abayisai, there was very few people that made an impact on Klal Yisrael like Rav Chaim Brisker. Rav Chaim Brisker came into Valozhin and Yeshiva, and he totally redesigned the mahalach of learning. Klal Yisrael had one way of learning. Rav Chaim Brisker came in with these new ideas. People never heard of that before. A din in a maisa, a din in a chalois, two dinim, and he's, you know, all these different ideas that were all Rav Chaim. And the entire world was turned over. And you should know, when it happened, it was not so simple. People were like not, they were trying to get a handle on what's this new type of style of learning. Rav Chaim Brisker. Aside for that, what many people don't know, so Rav Chaim was a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous Ish Chesed. Rav Chaim used to give his house away. There was one time the Brisker Rav came to visit and Rav Chaim was sleeping on a park bench because there was no room in the house anymore. His house was totally hefker. People all over the place, all the time. Reb Chaim was, the Zazog, which is Reb Chaim's goin, is Badek Zayn Tzidkis. Reb Chaim was such a goin that people, all they talk about is Reb Chaim Brisker's Derech and Learning. That's all they talk about. They didn't realize Reb Chaim was a massive, massive tzaddik. And they say the Chofetz Chaim was fakert. Chofetz Chaim sinkis at Badek Zayn Lomdis. The Chofetz Chaim wrote the Mishnah Brura. Do you have any idea what that means? To write the Mishnah Brura? It's not normal. To be able to put that, it's not, there's no computer, it's not normal. But we know the Chofetz Chaim is like this nice, sweet old man, you know, sells fish. That was the Chofetz Chaim. That's what we thought. Chofetz Chaim was a goyin oilom. Rav Shimon Schwab once went to Rav Chaim Moizer. Rav Chaim Moizer was super brilliant. He was able to write with both hands at the same time. And he went from Radin to Vilna. So Rav Chaim Moizer said, so Nu, what did you think of the Chofetz Chaim? I heard this from Shimon Schwab myself. So he said, as the Tzadik Hador, he said, Oichet, this is Richtig, you're right. He's Oichet the Gadol Hador. He was going, oh, it's not normal. Chofetz Chaim was phenomenal. Man, everyone is Tzidkis with Fadek Zayn Lomdis. But Rav Chaim Brisker is Faket. Rav Chaim Brisker. So listen to this, Rabbi Yisrael. Rav Chaim Brisker left a tzavo. In the tzavo, he left, nothing should be written on my matzeva other than my name. Nothing. Now imagine what you could write about Rav Chaim Brisker. What could we have written? What could they write on the matzeva? You don't have to imagine, because those of you that are going to Warsaw, they read the matzeva, it says a lot of stuff on the matzeva now. But B'shas Ma'isa, nothing was written on the matzeva. I told my father, I tried to get him a picture of the Matzeva because my father told me this story. So if any of you that end up by the Matzeva in Warsaw, nothing. That's what he wanted, nothing on the Matzeva. So Reb Soloveitchik, ein nukul. Reb Chaim Brisker said, the kinder nishke ken einhalten, the children couldn't hold themselves back, and they wrote one shevach of Reb Chaim Brisker. They wrote Rav Chesed. He was a Rav Chesed. They wrote that. They couldn't hold themselves back. So noch the shir. After the shir, someone went over to Rav Yosheber. And it's a very nice story. Okay. But how could it be? How could a Brisker not keep the tzavah of Rav Chaim Brisker? What does that mean? So what's the answer, Rabbi Yisrael? The answer is the children of Gehalten Dostik Ven Zayn Nomen. The children held that was his name. This is our Brisker vote. The Brisker Rav over here. Shifra and Pua. This was their name. What was Rav Chaim Brisker's name? His name was Rav Chesed. It's not a Shvach. That defined who he was. That was his name. I say, man, it's an interesting thing you see about a lot of people. The Pope, the Marshal, someone's called Kramer. Why is it called Kramer? Call him Kramer, because that's his name is Kramer. But Kramer was that was something that defined him. Teller, Reb Chanoch Teller. Why is it called Teller? His whole life he's telling stories. That's what he's doing. But that's his name. Weiss the Chois, that's the Mahus in the family. I'm sure the name came from because they used to tell stories. Al Kopanim, Rabbi Yisrael, I want to get to the third one. The third one is a Kodesh Baruch Hu Alein. Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. It's Eke, Asher Eke. What's going on over here? I'm telling you a vote from Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. We went from all different, we covered all the different angles here, the briskers, everything. This is a stunning vote. It could be from Rabbi Natan. I'm not sure it's from Natan or Rabbi Nachman. Let's understand the Chlal. Klal Yisrael have been languishing in misery, in slavery. They're there, they're being whipped, they're being beaten, they're being persecuted, they're being killed. And then comes the Mashiach, the Savior comes and says, I'm ready to take you out of Mitzrayim. What's God's name? It's like, you want to know what's his favorite color? Like, what do you need to know God's name for? Let's go, right? Anyone wants to know what God's name is? Is God. What do you need to know his name for? What's Bechlal the question? So says Rabbi Nachman Mibreslov. Oh, Rabbi Natan, Shem Rabbi Nachman, lo zocher b'diuk. I heard it from Rabbi Binshtak. Rabbi Binshtak is one of the Rosh Hakoyel who davens for the Omer Uman on Rosh Hashanah, Musaf. The question is like this. Rosh is saying, okay, you're the chosen people. Shem's going to take you out of Mitzrayim. The Jewish people are thinking, we're not doing so well spiritually right now. We're not like, on top of our game at all. We're sinking into the Tumah of Mitzrayim. How are we going to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How are we going to relate to this God? What does Hashem mean? Hashem is the way you relate to someone. That's what you call him. That's the way that you connect with him. How are we going to relate to this God? We are so like out of it. We are so like disconnected, desensitized. We're so nothings. So how am I going to, what's the name I could use to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's the question. And that's a valid question. We don't get it. We're just not there anymore. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes up with a name that we don't hear very often. It's a name called Eke Asher Eke. I will be what I will be. Which the Zohar says, Ani Azmin Lemehave, which means I'm prepared to become. What does that mean? Says Rabbi Nachman, this is the name Kodesh Baruch Hu uses for people that are transforming and becoming better. It's the name for Balei Tshuva, the name of Eke. This is the name of someone, you're not there. Hashem understands, you're all the way on the bottom, but are you prepared to get there? I'll be with you through the process. Eke Asher Eke. That's Hashem's name. That's the name that you're going to relate to today. That's your name for now. And then before he leaves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, hold on a second. And Hashem says, the Shem Havaya, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name that we dive into that name every day. That's the name that we're familiar with. And he says, Koy Soymar al B'nei Yisrael. And it says the Shem Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Ze Shmi Le'olam. That's my name for eternity, which is, I'm telling you the name Eke. The Eke is temporary. That's just until you get, till you arrived. When you get to Matan Torah, when you get to Har Sinai, when you get to the top of the ladder, the name Eke is not relevant anymore to you. Because that's only someone who's in a journey, who's waiting to get there. Shmi le'olam is the Shem Havaya. V'zeh zichri le'dor dor. You have to remember this through every generation. Which means you have to remember where you're trying to get to. We're all on a journey. No one's there yet. We're not perfect. Right? And, you know, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's with us wherever we are, whatever place we're at. The question is, where are you trying to get to? Ze zichri ledor dor. You have to remember where we want to reach. Where do we want to arrive to? What are our shifot? What are our dreams? What are our goals? You have to get to Shem Havaya. You have to want to be there. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be melava us through the entire, through the process. And Kadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael out of the 49th level of Tumah. They were the lowest they could possibly be. And Kadosh Baruch Hu was there, even there. The Hastara, B'toich Hastara, in the darkest, the lowest place possible. Gam Sham, Nimtza Hashem. Also over there, Kadosh Baruch Hu was there. And he's going to pull you out of the depths. The Maharal says, there's a famous story about someone named Elazar ben Durdaya. Elazar ben Durdaya was a pervert. He was mamish. I mean, I think that's an accurate term for him. He was a pervert. He was like every night with Zionists. Every night, mamish. And like till he was like, he heard about a Zaina that was, he had to go cross sea, pay crazy amount of money, the whole thing was. Mamish, the guy. And then something happened while he was there with the Zaina that shocked him, changed his life. Yeah, it wasn't so simple. He died. But Lamaite, he ended up in Elohim. Says the Maral, what was his name? Elazar ben Durdaya. Elazar ben Durdaya. What does Durdaya mean? Dur ledarder is to go down. This person was the lowest rung on the ladder. He was mamish darder. He was Durdaya. That's where he was. He was just spiraling, totally out of control. He was nowhere. And his name was Elazar. Elazar means Hashem helps me. Elazar ben Durdaya means that even when you're down there and he's at the moment he's trying to enlist a Zayna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending him messages to try to help him. Which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us wherever we are. Doesn't make a difference how low you feel you've sunk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still trying to get you out of it. That's the Shem Eke. That's the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll be with you over there. And I'm going to help pull you out of that. And we're going to keep on, as long as we're trying to remember where we want to get to. As Rosh Hashanah, every one of us has special shemas. The name a person has unlocks, has certain koichas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us all our own name. Every person has a name. And we're trying to fill our name. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe, Moshe. What does that mean? There's no pasach. There's no separation. There's a Moshe Milamata, Moshe Milamala. Moshe Rabbeinu fulfilled his tafkid. He used all of his koichas, not his potential, but all of his strengths, all of his everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of his talents. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave. And every one of us have talents, and they're munach in our name because the name is so important. Should all be zeicha lemamesh to be able to fulfill all of our kochot. Have a good Shabbos.